We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This was one of the things, John, when you and I were talking last week, we knew the Eagles' margin for error was going to be pretty small, and they exceeded it. And that's why they lost the game. I think Lee's onto something. They made enough.
And you missed a field goal.
Which was not good.
Yep.
It was 30 freaking yards. Are you kidding me? Missed a 30-yard field goal?
Awful.
Are you kidding me? Let's go to Bruno. Bruno, you're on WIP.
Joe, John, how you doing?
Pretty good, Bruno.
Everyone's blaming the offense, and rightfully so. But the one guy I blame is on the defense, and I blame that Mr. Vinny Curry.
Big play, man.
How
big mistake.
Miss Alex Smith like that? He was standing there because he knew he was dead to right. I think he ran for the first down, and he got the touchdown. It changed the whole complexion
right.
of the game.
Yeah, it was tied at that point.
Right.
That
and
was third and long.
How could he miss that sack?
And that would have knocked them out of field goal range.
Right, and they would have had to punt, and maybe the Eagles would have went down and done something.
Right.
But me, I don't like Vinny Curry. I'm sorry. I think the Eagles overpaid him.
Oh, they clearly
certainly did.
Yeah, there's no question.
Yeah.
You know,
and Vinny Curry.
When I saw him miss that, I was like, how could you miss? He was standing right there waiting for him to sack him because he knew he was dead to right.
Yeah, Alex Smith is an athletic quarterback, but Vinny Curry, you're getting paid big bucks to sack that guy.
Because as soon as he missed him, he was like real surprised and he ran for the first down.
Well, and that was, that became the couple plays later was the touchdown. Yeah, the touchdown.
Yeah, right. That's why I thought that changed the whole complexion of the game.
Yeah, it did.
Bruno, you're right, man. I appreciate the call. I'll tell you this.
If you're Vinny Curry and you haven't been in that position very often, think about the last time you saw him in position to make a sack. I mean, I saw him get one in the preseason. But it doesn't happen often.
I know, and he danced in the preseason like it was his first one in 10 years, maybe because it was his first one in 10 years.
Yeah, right.
just joking a little bit. John, I made a list after the game about the mistakes the Eagles made that to me stood out where they exceeded their margin for error. You know, maybe you can make three or four of these, not seven or eight of these. Here's the list I wrote down. To me, this is where points were either lost by the Eagles or given to Kansas City that cost them the game. In no particular – actually, I think I do have these in chronological order. Torrey Smith not catching on the first drive what could have been a touchdown. It cost the Eagles 4 points.
Absolutely a touchdown.
Right? That's a 4 point swing.
That was a great play.
Darren Sproles, obviously the fumble late in the second quarter on a punt return, cost the Eagles 3 points. Kansas City 3 points. The missed 30-yard field goal at the end of the half by Elliott cost the Eagles 3 points. Alshon Jeffrey in the third quarter, early in the third quarter, dropped a catchable third down conversion. The Eagles had to punt. Cost them whatever that drive otherwise would have been calm. They had to punt the ball. Here's one that hasn't gotten talked about on our show yet. They wasted a timeout down 13-10 with about, I think it was about 12 minutes to go. They used a timeout, and it was like a third and I think seven or something like that, and ultimately they had one less timeout at the end of the game where that could have made a hell of a difference, you know, whether it was getting the ball down there for that last touchdown quicker or then giving them, when I say getting the ball down there, meaning they could have taken a timeout at some point.
Wasn't that one of those where it seemed like Carson Wentz didn't like what he was seeing?
Might have been. Yeah. I don't know.
See, I don't know enough about that one to make a definitive call. You know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
If the play he had called and his options would not work against what they were showing, then I'm okay with taking a timeout.
And I can understand that. I can understand. But it does come back to bite you. I mean,
I believe they did not end up getting the first down after the timeout. Is that correct?
I'm not sure. We could look into that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure
I can't remember.
Another one is obviously the Wentz interception. He throws the ball off a dude's helmet. And it's a tie game at the time with 9 minutes to go, and he throws the interception, and Kansas City gets the short field. And then to what the caller said, the Vinny Curry doesn't sack Alex Smith. That sack would have happened around the 35, 36-yard line, would have either resulted in a 50-plus-yard field goal, 52, 53-yard field goal, or punt. Presumably, Andy would have sent his kicker out there to kick a 52, 53-yard field goal. But instead, they get a conversion for a first down, and like, I don't know, a play or two or three plays later is the Travis Kelce touchdown. I mean, you add up those six or seven, eight plays, whatever that was, that exceeded their margin for error.
I want you to think about what that does to a defense, too. When you've got a quarterback dead to rights, for a sack, and he escapes and runs for a first down.
Totally.
When you're in third down mode as a defense, you are giving every last ounce of your guts to stay with the receiver you're covering, to get upfield and beat the offensive lineman who's trying to block you. Because you know if you sell out, you can make a play and get off the field. You're not saving anything. There's nothing left in the tank. And that was a play where they had every opportunity to make a huge play. One guy was able to break free. It was a nice inside move by Vinnie Curry. And then to not finish on that play, you have put your entire defense in such a hole, not just in terms of emotion, you know, but just exasperation and depression because you know that you were good enough to make a play there. But now you've got no gas left. And then you saw that. You saw the proof of that just a couple plays later.
Yeah, a couple plays later. Absolutely. Let's go to Charles in Northeast Philly, 888-729-9494. What's going on, Charles?
Hey, Joe. Hey, John.
Hey, Charles.
Guys, an observation quickly. Travis Kelce's the most annoying human being on this planet. I wanted the Eagles to plan him so bad, I can't even tell you.
He's a great player, though, Charles. Listen, he fits the mold of the player we hate when he's not ours and would love if he was ours. I'll tell you what, I would take Travis Kelce on the Eagles any day, every day.
No doubt about it. You're right about the Curry play. I was exasperated when he didn't make that sack. And you're right, John. The whole D sagged after that.
Yeah.
But let me say this. The offensive line's getting a bad rap here, and I'm getting a little tired of it. The two culprits why they lost that game were Doug Peterson, and I'm going to address the elephant in the room here, Carson Wentz. Doug Peterson's play call was bad. He got away from the run, and he's got to stop that. But Wentz, for me, the first two games, has been average. I mean, his ball security's been bad, but even worse than that, he's not seeing the whole field. He had Wendell Smallwood up the middle. Fox showed this clearly. Wendell Smallwood was wide open. He didn't see him. Even on the great Aguilar play, that was a great play, right? If you go back and look at the film, and they showed this, I saw this on TV somewhere, he had Sproles open before that. Now, granted, it wouldn't have gone for a touchdown, but my thing is, guys, Peterson's got to be a lot better. We all agree on that. But so does Wentz, because to me, they were the two main culprits why they lost. I'm blaming Wentz just as much as I'm blaming Peterson. They let the defense down yesterday, and they've got to put points on the board. And right now, with that combination, it's bad with them guys right now.
Yeah, I think it's well said, Charles.
If you're gonna blame Wentz, and yes, there were some plays he left out there. There were some receivers that he missed, either throwing the ball errantly or just not picking up on them, not seeing them. He's got too much on his plate. He's got too much on his shoulder.
Well, that's where it goes back to Doug.
So that goes right back to Doug.
I agree.
It is on Doug to take care of this young man. Maybe he's not quite ready to throw the ball 46 times in a game.
Listen, dude, I'll tell you what. Last week after the game, me and a lot of us, the Ben Roethlisberger comparison, that he looks like Ben in how he plays and in a lot of ways he does. We all know early Ben Roethlisberger, 0405, was not asked to drop back 45, 50 times in a game.
57 times, if you include...
Yeah, the sacks and the scrambles.
That is unbelievable.
I mean, that's absurd.
It really is.
It's too much.
57 dropbacks.
It's too much. It's absurd. All right, let's get to the lack of a running game, obviously, and then the way the rushes were distributed. So, John, the Eagles yesterday had 72 offensive plays. Now, as we know, they're typically just a one-back offense. Sometimes they'll have two backs on the field if they have Sproles in the slot at the same time as a back. But basically, there's normally just one back on the field at a time. 72 plays yesterday. All right, so if you haven't heard it yet, the LeGarrette Blount situation, of course, he had two touches. One of them counted. One of them was called back. LeGarrette Blount plays yesterday. Six plays. He was on the field for out of 72.
Unbelievable.
That's 8% of the plays LeGarrette Blount was in. Darren Sproles, John, 50 plays, 69% of the snaps. So Sproles got, and Sproles was effective other than the fumble, and he wasn't as good as the game went on. Fumble was in special teams. Sproles had 50 plays. Blount had 6 plays. Smallwood had 14 plays. I can't imagine that LeGarrette Blount is not steaming today. Right, John?
He should be. And what about the concept? Think about the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter, when that game was still neck and neck, very close. I can't tell you how many plays I watched the Kansas City Chiefs drop eight players.
Yeah.
I'm including Justin Houston and D Ford. Their outside linebackers are not rushing. They are dropping.
They got a sack on one of them.
Coverage. Yes, they did. They're playing coverage because they know we're not going to run the football. If you just put LeGarrette Blount in there, they're not going to drop eight. If he's present on the field, there's no way they drop eight. And that opens things up for the pass game. You run LeGarrette Blount. God forbid you run LeGarrette Blount 10 times in this game. They can't, with the certainty they showed yesterday, play the pass.
This was a winnable game, and the Eagles didn't win it in large part because the mistakes they made and the strategy of Peterson, it hurt them. It just did.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.